All right, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. I am Chad Hastie. Thank you for tuning in. First voice you hear from when you dial into today's program, very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. We will put Duck Dynasty to the side. Trust me, we will get back into the controversy surrounding Phil Robertson, A&E, and some of the leftist groups out there. The hypocrisy that has been just flowing in the last 24 hours. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. Right now, we get to visit with Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, current Texas State Senator Dan Patrick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Chad. Hey, by the way, I don't want to put Duck Dynasty on the side. I'm good with it.
Yeah?
I think this is outrageous. We can talk about Duck Dynasty. There's an amazing thing happening here, Chad, an amazing thing. And I'm happy to talk about it. Your listeners probably rather hear that than hear about Dan Patrick running for lieutenant governor.
Well, go ahead. Tell us your thoughts. I don't know if you've seen today. Governor Bobby Jindal has released a press release calling the decision nuts and crazy. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, here's my thought, Chad. And people can go to danpatrick.org, and maybe we can take the last 2 minutes to talk about the race. We're doing really well. But here, look, I'm a Christian first, a conservative second, a Republican third. And I don't say that because of the campaign slogan. That's who I am. You know, I've given many sermons in churches. I've written a best-selling Christian novel, not novel, book. I've made an award-winning Christian film. I put In God We Trust in the Senate, Under God in Our Pledge. So my record is clear of who I am. So when I see something like this happening, Chad, when I see something like this happening, what it says to me loud and clear, and I don't know what your listeners have said this morning, but that God will use anyone to speak to his people. You know, when Moses said to God, why me? You know, Moses stuttered. He said, why me? Why not my brother Aaron? Why not someone who can speak? The Lord picked him. Look, if a Republican delivered this message, if Dan Patrick, as the next lieutenant governor, delivered this message, if Ted Cruz delivered this message, if a conservative leader delivered this message, it would not have the same impact as someone who is the most watched cable person in the history of television. Think about this, Chad. God has used Phil, of all people, a Duck Dynasty show, to say clearly what he is thinking. Now, I don't agree, you know, the way Phil said some things in the article, maybe God wouldn't have used those words. But when he's talking about God and he's talking about the principles of the Bible, that's powerful. Think about how God is speaking to his people at the Christmas season through Uncle Phil about this issue. So I think that's the story, and I think it's powerful, and it excites me as a Christian.
Do you think that, and I've seen some other people come up with this, you know, this idea that, you know, this is another just part of the culture war that we have out there between, you know, maybe the leftists out there who say, hey, anything goes, anything is fine, and the more conservative side that says, well, wait a minute. And all Phil Robertson was basically trying to get at was, what is a sin? What isn't a sin in that article?
Absolutely. And we are, and all of those things that he talked about later in that article are absolutely on target. Look, people can choose to follow or not. On the Senate floor.
Joining us again. Sorry about that. Texas Senator and current candidate for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, apologize for that, sir.
No. I thought A&E had, you know, zapped into our lines here. You know,
It's possible.
Yeah, but here's the deal that I was saying. You know, what Phil said about sin is so true. There's too many people today in our country who go by their own rules. They don't listen to what God says. And on the Senate floor this year, in the filibuster on the pro-life bill, and I passed the Sonogram bill in 2011, and I was one of the authors of this bill. It was three bills in one. One of the bills was mine that we combined. So, you know, I had listened to this argument enough from the Democrats about taking the lives of five-month-old babies and celebrating their victory at the filibuster. It's one of the reasons I'm running for lieutenant governor, because it got out of hand. But what I said on the Senate floor, Chad, was that you can believe in God. There's a quantum leap and a difference between believing in God and believing God. Everybody believes in God. The devil believes in God. But believing God takes God at his word. And God has spoken on this issue. And politically, If people want to live their own lifestyle and they don't want to follow the word of God, that's their choice. God never forced anyone to follow his word. He reaches out in love. He gives you a guidebook for life. We know that following the Judeo-Christian ethic this country was built upon is the best path to having the best life possible. It doesn't mean a rose garden for every Christian, but it allows you the peace, the boldness, the confidence to go through life and how to handle situations. So we know that our country is broken. Our country is broken state by state, except Texas is leading the way. But for the most part, even in Texas, we have so many issues along these lines of broken families. A country is based on a state. A state is based on a county. A county is based on a city. A city is based on a community. A community is based on a family. And a family cannot hold together without having a foundation of God in that family. We know it. We know that the best environment for a child to grow up in is a father and a mother. We know that. And we're letting the left, the elites, the president of the United States who supports the left agenda. Again, if people want to choose their lifestyle, that's up to them. I'm not going to be judge. The Bible teaches us very carefully about how we judge others. It's their right to ignore God. But as I said on the Senate floor this session on this pro-life bill, the filibuster, I said, look, some of us in here believe what God says. Others of us are just saying we believe in God. And I think those who are voting for this pro-life believe God. And I had a Democrat stand up on the floor and say, Senator, I'm offended by what you said. And I text a pastor sitting up in the gallery that night, and I said, did I go too far? And he said, no. He said, Dan, you were speaking from conviction, and he was speaking under conviction. We have got to get this country straight. And you get this country straight by first bringing back the family, Chad. This is what is the core of our schools. You know, I'm, as Lieutenant Governor, as candidate for Lieutenant Governor, I was chair of education. I'm running on border security, education, property taxes. But what's our problem with education? Why do we have a 25% statewide dropout? Why do we have a 40 to 50% dropout rate in our inner cities? It's because for a child to get a good education, you need a good teacher and a family that cares. We have too many children with families who don't care.
Well,
this goes to the root of this argument.
And that's a great point that you bring up, because you know, so many times you hear, well, we need more money thrown at education. We need more money thrown at education. But you have to get back to, and it's something that I've said on this show many times, it's deeper than that. It is family. It is single-parent households that sometimes, the single-parent household, they don't care as much about education, unfortunately, for their kids. They want their kid to go out and just get a job when they turn 16. That becomes priority number one. So let me ask you this. As Lieutenant Governor, if you are elected Lieutenant Governor, how do you start changing that around? Because that's a big process. I think you would agree.
Yeah, well, it is a big process. You know, this session, people said I couldn't pass a charter bill. We passed it for the first time since the 90s. They said we wouldn't reduce state tests. I reduced them from 15 to 5. They said we wouldn't take on C-Scope. We did. They said we wouldn't fight Common Core. We passed a bill to stop Common Core from coming into Texas. When I passed the sonogram bill, it took me 3 sessions, but we passed it. It's going to save 10,000 to 12,000 lives. I started a seminary in a Texas prison, the first ever. I think in big, bold path, Chad, and I don't accept this fact of, you know, we do a little bit around the edges, session by session. We have big, bold challenges. Now, this, you can't pass legislation that changes a culture.
Sure.
But what you can do is a leader talk about those issues. And I'm not perfect, but I know the mistakes. I'm 63. I found the Lord when I was in my early 40s and made a full commitment. I know the problems that I had in my life. And those were when I went along Dan Patrick's way instead of God's way. And as a leader, we have a president and we have a Democrat Party and some Republicans in this country. Not many, thank God. And not many Texans. But the other 49 states and the Democrats who lead and the president who leads, they are taking as counterculture. They're taking as opposite God. This president, I don't know that he's ever been to church on a Sunday morning, for goodness sakes. This is a counterculture, and we must fight back. We must fight back because we know that God's word has always been, will always be, and is the best word to live life by. And none of us who are Christians are perfect. We learn every day. Our lives are never easy. But we know that this nation was founded upon his word. And we know that any nation that blesses Israel will be blessed. And this president is not doing that. So what do I do as Lieutenant Governor? I talk about these things. I lead on these things. And I go out, and I've said this, I believe we're going to win. Right now, statewide, Dewhurst in one poll is at 36, I'm 29, and the other two guys are 5 and 6. We're going to win we're going to be in the runoff. We're going to win this race. DanPatrick.org. I've been in the Senate for your listeners who don't know me since 2007. Then go to DanPatrick.org and check me out. But I believe we're going to win this race. And when we do, I've said in debate after debate, and we've won almost all of them, I've said, look, I'm going to go into the Hispanic and the black community, and I'm going to let them know who we are as a party. Because we, as a party, Chad, we care about the people who are down. We care about the people in poverty. We're not trying to use them for our power base as the Democrats are. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to tell them who we are. It's not going to change overnight, but we share so much in common, our Christian values, our Christian conservative values, with Democrats who are African-American and Hispanic and white as well. And we must go and deliver that message. So as Lieutenant Governor, what do? You try to live your best life as you can. You ask for forgiveness when you foul up. You forgive others when they foul up against you. And you go through and you say, this is who we are. And Texas can lead, Chad. We can be the beacon. When you look at Phil, again, God using this guy from a show, Duck Dynasty, are you kidding me? This is God speaking to us. This is God speaking to us, and I see it so clearly. And I'm so excited about it. I mean, you can tell. I'm passionate about this because it's a wake-up call. Phil reaches people that, again, a Republican or a conservative or a pastor might never reach. He's going to get people thinking. And we now have to stand and rally around him.
Visiting with Dan Patrick, running for lieutenant governor in the Republican primary. One more question before I let you go, and I know you're pressed for time, but just recently Susan Combs came out and said that you're going to have a bigger surplus, bigger than expected. Is it time to give more money back to Texans?
Absolutely. There were only four Republicans who voted against the budget in the Senate. I was one of the four. I'm the only. Empower Texas endorsed me. Homeschoolers have endorsed me. Young conservatives have endorsed me. 250 leaders, Tea Party leaders across the state, 200 precinct chairs because of my 16,000 vote conservative record. I'm a fiscal hawk and a social champion. And I voted against this budget for two reasons. It spent too much money, and we cut border security, which is also our number one priority. Border security, education, property taxes, all are equally important and we must address. And so should we send this money back to taxpayers? You bet. I've already said I'm going to reduce property taxes, finally, for taxpayers who can't afford to live in their homes even when they pay them off. I'm going to freeze all taxes for seniors who are 65, not just their school taxes. David Dewhurst, not a bad guy. He's been there 12 years. He wants four more. He doesn't get four more. I'm sorry. If you don't get it done in 12, you don't get a mulligan for four more years. The lieutenant governor is the most powerful position in Texas, Chad. And what the lieutenant governor wants done 98% of the time gets done, and what he doesn't get done. I'm going to get these things done. And the best thing, and the way I sum up when people say, well, Dan, why did you vote against the lieutenant governor's budget this year? Because I was on finance. I was the only Republican to vote against it. And, you know, it's kind of like it's not being part of the team. I was criticized. They tried to take away my chairmanship of education because I voted against the budget because I wasn't with the team. And I said, I don't owe my vote. I don't owe my explanation for my vote to the lieutenant governor, the chairman of finance, or any other senator. I owe my explanation for my vote to the people. And I'm happy to stand on why I voted against the budget. But the way you sum up the budget, think of it this way. This is a budget that every Democrat voted for and almost all Democrats praised. That tells you it's not a conservative budget. So don't buy into this campaign rhetoric from the lieutenant governor. And Jerry Patterson said he would vote for the budget. He thought it was a good budget. Well, Jerry hasn't been in the Senate for 20 years. I don't know if he's been able to read the budget lately. And I'm not being negative. I'm just saying when I see Jerry Patterson say, I'd have voted for the budget, it was a good budget, I'm saying, wait a minute, you and every Democrat? I'm sorry. You know, Donna Campbell voted against it. Brian Birdwell voted against it. Ken Paxton voted against it. I voted against it. So, yes, more money back to the people, limit the size of government, change this culture. But the thing today is about what is happening in our country. I see Uncle Phil and his words and his stand. I see this as a pivotal moment in our country because he's reaching the masses that many so-called leaders could never reach. And it's an amazing thing. And when you see A&E willing to sacrifice their number one profit-making show to protect a minority of people in this country and their political agenda, again, if people want to go their own lifestyle, fine. But don't jam it down our throats. Don't tell us this is normal. Don't tell us this is the way we're supposed to be, because it's not in the Bible. And I choose to believe the Word of God and not believe the rhetoric from the left. That's who I choose, and I'll stand on that choice.
Texas Senator,
I'll be criticized for that choice, but that's fine.
Texas Senator Dan Patrick, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, I appreciate your time today. We'll visit
Thank
with you,
Chad.
Again in 2014.
And have people go to danpatrick.org, join my Facebook and on my Twitter, and look forward to visiting again, Chad. Thanks for this opportunity.
Have a good one, and Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to everyone. Hey, we passed the Merry Christmas bill, the bill we passed, and that means the schools can't have your kids not saying Merry Christmas anymore.
There
so if
go.
Any school in your area says you can't say Merry Christmas, tell them we changed the law this session.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Appreciate
bye.
It.